السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers and also sisters who may be listening over the receivers. Last week I was discussing a very simple prescription for weak people like us who cannot seem to do much ibadat or restrain ourselves from haram, that how can we get that himmat, that courage, and how can we develop that spirit within ourselves to be able to do that which Allah Ta'ala is pleased with and stay away from all that which is haram, and also become recipients of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy in both worlds. So the simple little prescription was that we must adopt sabr, must make plenty of shukr, and we must make plenty of istighfar and tawbah over all our sins repeatedly, and also that we should ask Allah Ta'ala for protection from all the haram and all the fitnas. Any kind of fear that we have, whether it is a fear of a spiritual kind, that our iman is in danger, that our namazes are in danger, that our honesty in trade is in danger, whatever it may be. So we ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for protection. Or it could be fears of crime, fears of attacks and fears of assault, and fears of burning and looting and rioting. Whatever fear the person has, then the person asks Allah Ta'ala for protection. So these four things if he does in abundance, then inshallah ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will give him that courage, Allah Ta'ala will give him that strength to then do those things which Allah Ta'ala has ordered him to do and restrain himself from haram. So following up on that, this morning when I was making dua, Ya Allah, put some ayat into my mind. So this ayat came, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum minaz zulumati ilan nur. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum minaz zulumati ilan nur. Allah Ta'ala is the friend, Allah Ta'ala is the wali, Allah Ta'ala is the protector of the believers. Allah Ta'ala says he is your friend, he is your protector, he is your wali. If you are a believer in him, then he is your wali. That iman has to be solid, that iman has to be a genuine commitment, then Allah Ta'ala is definitely your wali. And what he does is yukhrijuhum minaz zulumati ilan nur. Allah is the wali of the believers. He takes them out from darkness and brings them into light. Allah Ta'ala takes them out from darkness, who are his walis, who are his friends. Then Allah Ta'ala takes them out of the darkness, brings them into light. Whatever kind of darkness, Allah Ta'ala takes them out, protects them from that darkness, gives them light. And as far as the disbelievers are concerned, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ. Those who commit kufr, those who reject Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, those who disbelieve in him, then their friends are the shayateen. The devils are their friends. And what they do, they take them out from light and bring them into darkness. Now these are the two things that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. That he is the friend of the believers, takes them out from darkness, brings them into light. And the friends of the disbelievers are the shayateen. Those who reject Allah Ta'ala, their friends are the shayateen. They take them out from light, bring them into darkness. So if we have to look at our condition and situation at present, and this is something that is of burning concern, Wallah, it is something that is of burning concern, because we are seeing what is happening to our families, to our children, what is happening to our society, and especially us who are reading letters upon letters and receiving phone calls upon phone calls and are being contacted by different people with the different problems. Then it is exactly what Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, Dekh ke dil kabab hai, Dekh ke dil kabab hai, Kehte hai ab sawab hai, Sood mein aur qimar mein. The hearts are becoming like kebabs which are roasted on fire. What do we do when we read letters of that kind? That when the person knows what is the problem in the ummah, and still the person finds it quite comfortable to go to such kind of places. Those people who in the month of Ramadan, they were fasting, they were making zikr, tilawat, ibadat, giving plenty of charities, planning to go for Hajj and Umrahs. And then if immediately after Ramadan they have gone on a high, or they are planning to go for those shows which will be coming to town, then there is definitely something wrong with our ibadat, with our zikr and with our tilawat. That there is no commitment, that we do not want to be committed, we just want to be people of occasions. As I mentioned in the majlis the other night, that Christian priest, because a different audience now, that Christian priest who came into Islam, and now he is on one of the radio stations, now he has to phone and say, that Maulana, I want your opinion, or I want to know from you that why is the behavior of the Muslims as I am noticing. He says, I am only in Islam for about 2 years now. I noticed it last year and this year again, that for Fajr Salat also in the month of Ramadan, the masjid were almost full. But as soon as Ramadan goes, the masjids become completely empty. He says, it doesn't make sense to me. I am coming from a different background. And he says that I believe what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said. Now he is telling me, I truly believe what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, that it was his desire to burn the homes of those people who do not make it for the namaz with jamaat. And he said it was for Fajr Salat. I said, no, not only for Fajr Salat. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam mentioned all salats. That if the person does not have a valid reason, a valid excuse, and he does not make it for namaz with jamaat, the men folk, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam expressed a desire that he asked the young people to collect some firewood, and then he burned the homes of those people. Now rahmatul lil alameen, mercy unto the worlds, who even prayed for his enemies, but he is saying that is my desire. So now he says, I'm coming from a different background, and this doesn't make sense to me, that why is it that there was such a dramatic change in the month of Ramadan, and suddenly it is all forgotten and it is as if we are back to square one. So very briefly I mentioned to him, I said, one is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's being the true Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. It is a manifestation of that whatever he said is the truth and nothing but the truth. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if he said that the shayateen, the devils, the evil shayateen are all chained in Ramadan, then we see the effects of that immediately, that the moon of Ramadan is sighted. Immediately we find that there is a change, that it becomes easy for the people to go to the masjid, to stay away from those television boxes, and to stay away from so much of haram. And those who do indulge in other haram during the month of Ramadan, it is because of that nafs which is still with them, or that habit which has been formed. But the fight against nafs and shaitan, which was a difficult thing to fight both, now that has been reduced, he only has to fight the nafs. So we see the manifestation of that how all the masajid in the world, and suddenly there's a change in the ummah. And as soon as Ramadan ends, those shayateen are released, and we find everybody were going back, or majority going back to their old habits. So that is one of the things that we now truly believe in. And the second point is, I have to agree with you, I have to tell him that I have to agree with you, that we Muslims unfortunately are becoming people of occasions. That if it is Ramadan, then we must make ibadat. If it's big nights, we must fill the masjid. If it's big days, then we must make some zikr tilawat. And if it's Hajj and Umrah, then we must go and make some tawaf and read some salat and salam. And after that, for the rest of the year, then there is no question of obeying Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So how difficult it is. And then I said, I have to tell you that unfortunately this is the situation. That in those days when a person used to say that, what is Islam? Then we had to refer him to people that go to this person, that person, that person. Any Muslim you take, you will get hidayat, you will get guidance, you will see Islam in his life. In his dealings you will see Islam. In his talk you will see Islam. In his walk you will see Islam. In his lowering of the gaze from haram you will see Islam. In his transactions you will see Islam. In his attitude and behavior towards his wife and children you will see Islam. That how gentle he is, how kind he is, how polite he is. You won't hear of any abuse. So you will find Islam in every aspect of his life. But unfortunately today we have to say, if you want to know Islam, then read the books. I said, but I congratulate you that you accepted Islam after studying. You took your time, you studied what Islam is, and then you accepted Islam. So I congratulate you on that, because inshallah then what we Muslims are doing will not cause you any kind of problem and you will not leave Islam. Now, that is our situation. So brothers, these programs which are going to, or these shows which are going to take place, I'm getting letters from different people. Alhamdulillah, there are some letters which are very, very positive, and it really makes me give them duas from the deep recesses of my heart. Some people had actually spent 400 rands on the ticket and it was purchased and they were going to go to the show. But the person writes that, Maulana, after listening to your Eid khutbah and your Eid dua, he says, I tore up those tickets. I said, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala will give you multiple in reward. But you have proved that you are not the slave of nafs and shaitan, you are the slave of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. What are they going to show you in those shows? Accepting those pretty faces. If some azab comes on those pretty faces, will we still follow those faces? Are their voices in their control? Are their faces in their control? Haven't we heard of accidents causing third degree burns? Then if it's a Miss World, will those cameras still follow her after her skull has been cracked and her bones have been smashed and her face has been disfigured? Then will the cameras still follow her and chase her? So are we going to spend that much of money? First of all, totally haram. And then again, look at the wastage. And this is where it connects with my bayan last week, that we were supposed to be making shukr over whatever ni'mat Allah Ta'ala had given us. We were supposed to be making abundant shukr. Because if we make more shukr, Allah Ta'ala will increase those ni'mats. La in shakartum la azidannakum. Those who know Arabic grammar, they'll say noon lam taqid, noon taqid ba saqila. It is laying emphasis upon emphasis. La azidannakum. I will definitely, most certainly, I will give you an increase in your ni'mats if you are going to make shukr. And the shukr of every ni'mat is in accordance with that ni'mat. The shukr of the wealth is that it must not be used in any kind of place where Allah Ta'ala is displeased with. Use it for yourself, use it for your children, use it for the family. And there are so many poor, needy, starving people. Use it for any halal purpose. But don't use it in haram places, because we have seen with our own eyes in our own lifetime how multi-millionaires were wiped out. How mighty families or big, big empires were wiped out when that wealth was being used in haram places, and especially for zina. And what else is it but zina of the eyes? If you are not going to commit the actual zina with those women, there's definitely zina of the eyes that's going to take place. There's going to be zina of the ears that's going to be taking place. There's going to be zina of the heart that will be taking place. Which young person that will be watching those film actresses is not going to have the desire to rape that woman or to have illicit relationship with that woman? Let us not fool anybody else. Let us not think that we are fooling people. We are fooling ourselves. And then we should be saying, hum aisi lazzaton ko qabil lanat samajhte hai jisse dosto rab mera naraz hota hai. We consider such kind of pleasures to be cursed pleasures with which my Rabb is displeased. We are hearing of the bombs on cinemas. In Bangladesh, on Eid day, 2,000 people were trying to cram that hall, and we know what happened. So many people lost their life. Is it a very pleasant way to die? That a person, if he asks, where did your son-in-law die? Where did your son die? Where did your daughter die? Where did your wife die? Then the person has to say that on Eid day, my daughter, my son, my daughter-in-law, my uncle, my nephew died in the cinema. And in South Africa, in our own town, in our own city, two or three Eids ago, on the day of Eid, a person was picked up from the prostitute quarters. He lost his life there. And then about China it happened, in Delhi it happened, in Bombay it happened, in our own country it happened, in the disco. It's happening so many places. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab is being unleashed now, and we are being given warning signs in different places, and none of us have got a guarantee from Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu wa salam that he's not going to visit us in such a place. So how careful we should be. Then again we will say, what must we do? All these years, what did people do? Millions of people, billions of people came to this world. When there was no cinemas and TVs and movies, then what did they do? They didn't live, they didn't pass their time. What are we going to cry over? We are getting so many calls of husband-wife problems. The wife hasn't got love for me anymore. The wife wants to run away. The wife has already left me. And so many the other way around, that my husband hasn't got love for me anymore. My husband is involved with some other woman. So many calls that we get sick and tired. Sometimes we want to tell them that now you rather put up a boxing ring and then have it out, have a good fight. Because what else are we going to do? When you don't want to restrain yourself from haram and the husband doesn't want to restrain himself from haram, then what are you going to get? Rahmat and barakat in your marriage. Now this, I mentioned this I think 2 or 3 years ago also, because I had similar kind of letters. And now after this match that took place on Sunday between Pakistan and South Africa, where unfortunately some of our Muslims were actually giving tickets to our Muslim women and girls to go and have a watch. So now one of the girls writes that where I was sitting and watching, he says, Maulana, please make dua, Allah Ta'ala accept my tawbah. But this is what happened, that I was seeing young Muslim boys and girls even drinking there. And as far as all the other things were carrying on, we can't even mention in the masjid. And then that is not all. But quite a few, and I'm not speaking lies, quite a few, because it comes by email and sometimes it's anonymous, so we don't know who the persons are. Now this woman, or many others also, mentioned the same thing. This, in the past there was about the white cricketers, non-Muslims, but here now these two or three women, they are actually mentioning the names of those cricketers who snatched away their hearts. They say, we were there at the cricket ground. One writes that I was watching on TV and says, my heart is gone. I have no love left for my husband. So much so that when I was sleeping with him, I was fantasizing about that cricketer. It was not my nature to speak so openly before. But if somebody can get saved, then why not? That woman's heart is gone, and who is the cause of that woman's heart going away to somebody else? It's, if it's not the husband, then who it is? The husband took her and went there, and now she says when she's sleeping with him, she's fantasizing about the cricketer. And she says, I just got no love for him. I'm fantasizing about that person. I'm going mad. These are her words. I'm going mad in the love of that cricketer. And that cricketer doesn't even know who she is, and he is having a good sleep there and a good time, and here her heart is gone and she's going mad. Na'uzu billahi min zalik. So in disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is going to be nothing but restlessness, believe me. And on the other hand, those people who are saying that they gave up this sin, gave up that sin, gave up that sin, then ask them. They are saying now what kind of peace they found, what kind of sukoon they found, what kind of happiness they found. So it is a month of December, we know that this is Jannat for the people who disbelieve in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They must have their share somewhere. They also give charities, they do some good work, they are sometimes very gentle, polite, honest in their trade. Now for all these type of things, Allah ta'ala has to give them somewhere. And this is where He gives it to them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is fair and just. But now if we are going to look at them and follow suit and think that our progress also lies in that, our happiness also lies in those same things, then it will never come. Because those people who went on drugs, if we have to read the letters, when they come back, then they say, we wish we had never gone anywhere near it. Or those who went in the other lines also, when they come back, then they say, we wish we had you in our life some years ago. So what I'm getting across to you is that our progress and our happiness and the contentment of our heart and the satisfaction of our heart will be in nothing but the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala means that in all aspects of our life, all we have to find out is my Allah pleased with this action or not? And there are so many things that we can enjoy. There are so many things. How many times I've mentioned that Allah Ta'ala could have made just halal for us a loaf of bread or just some flour and some sugar water to drink and said that you will be getting in Jannat everything. But look at the number of things that He made halal for us. If you take meat, there's so many different kinds of flesh of animals, all halal. If you take fish, every fish of the sea halal. If you take fruits, everything halal. So many different things Allah Ta'ala made halal for us. Even in the entertainment side, what we are looking for always, entertainment. There are so many things that a person can entertain himself with and still get sawab also on that entertainment. All we have to do is find out. Then why go towards that which will bring definitely restlessness? And wallah, I'm telling you that if these women are now saying openly and frankly that I lost my love for my husband, somebody says this, somebody says that, so are we doing a favor to our wives by taking them to such cricket matches or telling them watch on the television screen with us? This is a woman, or these are women or girls or ladies who have informed us. How many others haven't even told you what is going on in their minds? How many haven't told? This is just what whoever informs, maybe just a percentage, not even 1%. But from there we can gauge that what is, or what are those thoughts that are cooking in those minds and in those hearts. So la in shakartum la azidannakum. If you are going to make shukr, then Allah Ta'ala will definitely give you an increase. But if you are going to make kufran and ni'mat, if you are going to reject Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's favors, or if you are going to use that wealth in haram places, then Allah Ta'ala's azab is also very, very stiff. But Allah Ta'ala gives a rope. He says, perhaps this person will come away by the evening or by tomorrow, Allah knows. But He gives a chance, make tawbah and come back. So if we have already purchased those tickets, or if we have planned, we've already planned that we'll be going for this show and that show and this haram and that haram, then make sincere tawbah. It's a day of Jummah, and tear up those tickets and find a kind of happiness coming immediately the moment you tear up those tickets. Don't even think of selling those tickets to anybody else, because if you're going to sell to somebody else also, you are encouraging that person to go and watch. And always believe that Allah Ta'ala's azab will not come with a warning. Allah Ta'ala is not going to warn that first, that 10 minutes later there will be a bomb that will be raining there, so you don't go there. Person will be caught up suddenly. Allah Ta'ala's azab comes suddenly. Earthquake will shake up suddenly. We don't know what. And even if nothing happens, then to the Allah's azab was raining there. Allah's azab was raining there. If nothing happens to that place because they are non-Muslims, Allah Ta'ala has to give them some enjoyment in this world. They are enjoying themselves. But for the Muslims, they must understand that their hearts were receiving the rains of azab of Allah Ta'ala. So they'll never find peace and sukoon, and this is what is going to happen. Problems, troubles, all kinds of quarrels, arguments, disputes, and no happiness and chain in the person's life at all. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us an understanding. It's getting a bit too late for us, because now azab is coming very, very quick and fast everywhere in the world. And the azab of the heart, the earthquakes have already shaken the hearts. Our heart has already been shaken by earthquakes, whether the other earthquake takes place or not. It has been shaken by floodwaters. It has been shaken by storms. It has been shaken by gale force winds. And it has been shaken by tornadoes. It's already shaken. Each one can look into the heart and see what kind of peace or happiness he has in there. So may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make him, let us make Allah Ta'ala our friend, because He wants us out of darkness and He wants to bring us into light. And then we will get light in our heart, and then we will find peace. Definitely we will find peace. And who does not want peace? Everybody is saying, Allah, make dua, Allah Ta'ala, give me peace and happiness. We all want peace and happiness. So this is the solution to the problem. Stay away from sins. Even if you don't make tahajjud, ishraq, charj, nafil, awwabin, you don't read one extra tasbih, you don't even read nafil namazes, but stay away from sins. In these times you are wali of Allah Ta'ala. Just read your farz namaz, wajib, sunnat, and read a little bit of Quran Sharif, make amar bil maruf nahi anil munkar, and you are a wali of Allah Ta'ala in these times. And see straight away what Allah Ta'ala gives into the heart. If young people can say that now we actually felt on the 27th night or 29th night or 25th night, whatever it was, like angels hugging us and tears rolling down and all kinds of experiences, then why should we despair of Allah Ta'ala's mercy and think that it's too late, we can't get it, it's difficult, it's impossible. Nothing is impossible. It's extremely easy these days to become wali of Allah Ta'ala. Control your gaze and your heart and you'll become walis of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you and the entire ummah the tawfiq of making amal. May Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties, trials and problems of the entire ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.